Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Ooh-wee is all right. Yeah, that's Neil Bridge Sedwani, 43 years old, Fernandina Beach, Florida. This guy called in a phone threat against the life of Chief Justice John Roberts late July. He has pled guilty to this charge. He's facing up to 5 years in prison. That's your Florida Man. Let's talk stocking stuffers right now. Good book is Cooking with Friends, and we welcome back an old friend. She's not old, but she's an old friend. Guess who's back? Carly's back. Carly Shimkus from Fox and Friends. How you doing, Carly?
Oh, my goodness. It is more than great to talk to you, Sergio. You know, I'm doing a bunch of radio stations today, calling in. And when I saw your name, before I got the list, I was looking at the email, and I said, ooh, when I open this email, I hope I see KURV. I hope I see it. And so this is my highlight. I'm so happy to talk to you. I miss you guys so much, but it's great to be chatting with you today.
A big hug from yours truly, from Freddie as well, from Tim.
Oh, hi, Tim.
We used to do regular segments with Carly about 7:30 our time. We would talk about stuff online at Twitter and Facebook, all that stuff. And she kept us for the longest time until they pulled her. And she's got bigger things to do now at the network. And boy, how things have changed. You got a bambino now. You got a little one. How old is your little baby?
He's 9 months old. He's almost 10 months. He is a little baby, but Sergio, he is a big boy. Man, do they grow fast.
We've seen the post. Has he learned how to grow hair yet? He was bald last time I saw.
He has learned how to grow hair, but he has a bit of a receding hairline. So I'm wondering when those little bald spots are gonna grow in, and it almost feels like I'm staring into his future as well.
Hey, I hope he has one at the back of his head, which means he's sleeping right. Nothing's growing up at the back of his head because he's sleeping okay.
Yeah, he's got a little spot back there too from rubbing because he's a good sleeper, thankfully.
Man, how many hours of sleep you running on right now? You can't be getting much more than three, four hours a night.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Boy, when I was pregnant, that was my biggest concern. I prayed about it so hard because I give everything to my job, and I wanted to keep up that schedule. And it's a crazy schedule, I'm working in the middle of the night. Yeah. But I also want to be the best mom possible. So, dear Lord, please help me to be able to do both. And thankfully, it worked out. But, the sacrifice is a bit of sleep. I want to put him down at night, and I get up at 1:00 in the morning. So you don't get a whole lot. But on most days, I can kind of squeeze a nap in. So that's my saving grace.
How's Peter doing, your husband? How's he taking the sleep schedule?
He's great. Yeah. My husband's a big Michigan football fan, so he is on cloud 11 right now because of the game. But it's great. It's one of the most fun things is watching him be a dad because he's kind of a big tough guy. So I don't even think he's ever seen a baby that he recognized before Brock was born, and now he's like all in. The family dynamic has totally. I mean, he's our whole world. You know how it is. They become your whole world. So it's. A lot has changed since the last time.
We're hoping it's going to be, Lord willing, such a beautiful, beautiful Christmas. First Christmas for the little one, you and Peter. Well, let's talk about your book, Cooking with Friends. Cooking with Friends, which is a collection of recipes from the crew there at Fox, right? Fox and Friends?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's Cooking with Friends is a segment that's run on Fox and Friends for years where people come on the show that you see on Fox News, and they cook their favorite family meal. And so this book is a compilation of all those recipes. So there are a ton of people who've contributed. Steve Ainslie, Brian, Janice, Todd, The Weeknd Crew, Pete Hegseth, Rachel Campos Duffy, Joey Jones, a bunch of people. Brett Baer, Shannon Bream, Martha McCallum. And then I have some recipes of my own that I contributed as well. But it's great. The way that it turned out is I'm so proud of because, it's half a recipe book, half pictures. There's great pictures in it. But then before each recipe is a little write-up of why the recipe is special to that person. So if you watch Fox News a lot, you kind of get to see people that you see every day in a different light. So it just would make a great gift for the person who watches Fox News in your life. It's really turned out well, and I'm so proud of it.
Did you find it said something about their personalities? Did you discover something about their personalities as you looked at all these recipes they gave you?
Yeah, that's funny you say that. Yes, in several different ways. So, like, one of the recipes that I like the most, and I'm going to tell you the whole recipe right now because it's three ingredients. It's Janice Dean. We know Janice. She's great, so funny, so no-nonsense. She contributed grilled donuts, and one of the ingredients is donuts. She just buy a box of donuts, slap butter on them, put them on a grill. You're done. Serve with ice cream. It's delicious. And then Pete Hegseth, in a different way with him, his is a Thanksgiving stuffing in pink Jell-O, which is so strange, but it's a family tradition of his. So it's a part of his personality that, you know, you don't see every day on TV, but you know how every family has like a weird, quirky tradition?
Yeah.
So there's kind of that in the book as well.
I'm surprised Hegseth would provide something like that. You know, knowing his military background, I figured he'd be like beef jerky or survival gear.
Oh my gosh, Sergio, I said the same thing. He has two recipes. The other one is soup. It's a wild rice soup. I would have pegged him for a meat and potatoes, but you know, he's full of surprises, that Pete Hegseth.
I got to ask you before I let you go. Kill me. What did he give you? Brian, what did he give you for a recipe?
Oh my gosh, that's a great... So his recipe is artichoke pie. It's a recipe that his mom made, and we actually made it together on the show on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
I like artichoke.
And he was tasked with cooking it live on air. And he didn't know the recipe at all. He's like studying it 3 minutes before. And it went about as you think it would. He's spilling the peppercorns. He doesn't quite know how to do it, but we got through it together. It was a very funny TV moment.
Did it taste good, though? I mean, did you even try tasting it at the end?
Oh, yeah, but that's because we had a food stylist make the final one.
Oh, I see.
So she did a really good job.
Well, look, it's a great stocking stuffer from the family at Fox and Friends. Recipes from all the crew and contributors. Cooking with Friends, and we send you a big hug, Carly. Good to talk to you again. Carly Shimkus.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Some sad news from Celine Dion's family. Her sister says that the singer, Celine Dion, no longer has control of her muscles. Celine revealed about a year ago that she had been diagnosed with some syndrome, Mersch-Waltman syndrome, stiff person syndrome, and they hope and pray that maybe she can make it back on stage someday. Apple in the news, stopping sale of their Series 9 Ultra 2 watch. There's a patent fight related to the device's blood oxygen monitor. They will stop selling it December 21st. Don't try to get some extra of these and put it on eBay, because you know Apple's going to get rid of the software. Let's see. Media marketing giant, COX Media Group. Yeah, I know it's Cox, but I can't say those words, put those two words together. Cox Media claiming it has the capability to listen to you, to ambient conversations of you, your family, through embedded microphones in all their smartphones. Oh, how nice. I'm Sergio Sanchez from South Texas. This is the Dana Show. You know that song, 12 Days of Christmas? It's going to cost you $107,000 if you want to buy all that stuff, for the partridge in a pear tree, the gold rings, and all that stuff. Looking at some of the numbers, CPA, Bill Dendy, there were some categories in the list of 12 items. There were some that had no price changes to them. 4 calling birds, 7 swans a swimming, 8 maids a milking, 9 ladies dancing, 5 golden rings. Like, price of gold is where I wanted to start with you, Bill. With all the inflationary pressures, the government that has, you know, sent out T-bills all over the place to fund this, that, and the other, questions about the value of the dollar. How is it possible, Bill, that the price of gold has not changed over the past 12 months?
Well, I think it's interesting that you've got your forever investors and believers in gold that say it's just a matter of time. We're on a course that's going to lead to the whole world looking for safety. And when they look for safety, even if there's not the industrial need for the metal, just because gold has always been that reserve and that place that people trust, we'll see gold increase. But I guess things haven't gotten scary enough, or we haven't gone crazy enough with our fiscal policy to drive up gold prices. But the price of golden rings has not increased year over year. And, you know, again, there's a numismatic value of a coin and the bullion value. So maybe the golden rings, the amount of gold actually in these golden rings is not enough to move the price, according to PNC Bank's analyst, as they did their 12 Days of Christmas annual survey to see where the prices have been. But gold has been a frustration for a lot of investors because it hasn't moved up as much as many people thought it should be moving, based upon economic and global conditions.
What were to happen if the price of gold, and which, by the way, just sidebar mention, and it's been a while since I've taken a look at this. The easy access metal for me was silver and silver coins and collectible silver coins. And I'd buy a few every now and then for my boys just to put them away somewhere for them to, you know, either resell or enjoy in the future. But that price went up significantly starting about a year ago. So it seems like there's been an adjustment in other precious metals, whereas in gold it kind of stayed put. Why is that?
And that we'll have people arguing for a long time. We did see a small increase. I mean, 2023, we maybe had a $100 move in the price of gold, and it moved around $200 up or down. I mean, it's maybe 5 or 6% increase, but 2022 to 2023, not much of a change in the price of gold.
Yeah, but silver did definitely skyrocket.
Uses, yeah, silver's easier to, and other industrial metals have skyrocketed.
Yeah,
you know, it's interesting. It's not just the precious metals anymore. People are trading. It's not the platinum, silver, and gold. It's also copper, aluminum, lithium. Oh my gosh, that's been literally on fire. That's a different investment world.
Yeah.
But the golden rings did not increase. Price of gold hasn't moved all that much compared to what we've seen in the rest of the markets. And it's got a lot of traditional gold bug analysts scratching their heads saying, well, have we reached a new paradigm where gold doesn't have the inherent store of value or the go-to metal when people get scared about everything else?
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, and it's obvious, you know, on the industrial side, why lithium and other precious metals and minerals, why the price of that has gone up, all the battery production and the fact that, you know, cobalt, all these things that we need. Hopefully, the fact that electric vehicle demand is waning and has, you know, fallen through the floor, and you got a lot of dealers out there that are now sitting with EVs that need to move, and hopefully production will slow down. I know the government under this administration will continue to push to get more electric vehicles, more battery production, incentivize all this, but the market is not budging. I don't, maybe it's because they don't feel safe with all the EV stuff, and hopefully hopefully the demand for all these precious minerals will wane, maybe come back more to normalcy. My guest is Bill Dendy, CPA, my friend from North Texas. Okay, let's get back to Christmas. I called you for the PNC Bank 40th Annual Christmas Price Index based on the 12 Days of Christmas, which, honestly, I don't know who would want this stuff. Like, all these different things on the list. I know it's a Christmas carol. It's fun to look at the price because I suppose you look at it to gauge inflation. And what was the figure like from 22 to the end of 23? What was the inflation rate on the 12 Days of Christmas, all these items in that song?
If you bought each gift just one time, one partridge and one pear tree, two of the turtle doves and three of the French hens, the total cost this year increased by $1,200 up to $46,730. Now, if you did it like the song says, where you get a partridge and a pear tree every verse, so you actually have 12 partridges and 12 pear trees.
Oh,
and you get the turtle doves, you know, 11 times. And you get French hens, 7, 6, 5, et cetera.
That's a lot of roasted chicken,
well,
yeah.
You know, by the time you do all that, well, we're up to $201,973. And I think it's amazing that somebody at PNC, maybe a whole department, takes the time to do the calculations on these types of goodies to see really what is a Lord of Leaping going for these days.
Yeah, you guys are overstaffed over at PNC. If you're able to set aside some number crunches to start running those numbers, you guys need to be lending some money, get some capital out there. I would imagine this year, Bill, the inflation rate, just like the standard inflation rate, was much smaller compared to the 2021 to the end of 2022 number. Did you get a chance to see that number?
You're exactly right. This year, it's only up 2.7%. So if you bought all these gifts, we're up almost 3%. And that's a much better result than the previous year when things were up 10.5%. And that's just a true reflection of what we were seeing and everything we were purchasing. We had high inflation last year and the year before.
Yeah.
This year, inflation's not gone, but it's a tamer sounding 3%. 2.7% is what
the rate of increase. Yeah, the inflation's still here. It's sticky. It's 25% compared to 36 months ago. But unless somehow we see those numbers reverse and we have deflation, which brings a whole set of other problems. Yeah, we're stuck with this. We're hoping to get back to, 2-3% annual inflation. Well, Merry Christmas, Bill. I appreciate your time. As always, big hug to you and the family, and continued success in 2024, Bill.
God bless you, and thank you so much, and the same to you.
Tax Pro Money Manager, CPA, Bill Dendy.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.